Governor Walker called his first special session the day he was inaugurated, and for months, as the state was adding jobs, he pointed to that session as a reason why. But with the state now shedding jobs and the unemployment rate rising, Walker is blaming the national economy. He says it means Wisconsin needs to do more.
The national economy, the nonsense of Washington, is like a wet blanket in the economy. We need to punch through that blanket and show that Wisconsin can lead the way to recovery. And so to get us refocused on that, I believe firmly calling a special session, calling all the lawmakers, Republican and Democrat alike, bringing up pieces of legislation that come both from Republicans and Democrats, but things that are solely focused on helping us improve the economy.
Walker's special session agenda includes several bills authored by Democrats, including one that would encourage tech colleges to teach manufacturing skills. But at the bottom of the list are more controversial plans with only Republican backers that would make it harder to sue drug manufacturers and reduce how much people can collect in civil lawsuits. Senate Minority Leader Mark Miller said Democrats would support bills that create jobs.
Unfortunately, it seems like, just like the previous special session with the so-called budget adjustment bill, this session will be just another example of bait and switch.
Republican legislative leaders praised the special session, although Walker's plan was met with at least some GOP resistance. Whitewater Area Assembly Republican Steve Noss questioned the overall cost, saying he would not support a bill, quote, for the theater of bipartisanship. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.